This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with an ayah of the Quran. Tonight's story is about a very special woman. Her name is Khawla bint Tha'laba radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Khawla bint Tha'laba, she tells her story. She says that, you know, my husband was Al-Aws ibn Samit, or Aws ibn Samit. And Aws ibn Samit was, you know, he was older than me, and he had a really, really bad temper. So he used to constantly, you know, be verbally abusive with me. And, we had an argument, and he said to me the famous words, "Anti alayya ka dhahri ummi." Okay, you are to me, it sounds awkward in translation. Essentially, you are to me like my mother's back, means you're like my mom, meaning you're haram for me. So I'm not going to touch you. I'm not going to treat you like a wife. You have no rights upon me. I'm just going to leave you in the house like a prisoner. This was a form of divorce that existed in the time of Jahiliyyah. But the problem is now they're Muslims. So Khawla says, he said this to me. And, the next day he came back, and, you know, he's a hot-tempered man, and he was fine. And he tried to be intimate with me. And I said, no, you know, you can't tell me that I'm like your mother's back and then try to be intimate with me the next day. So Khawla says he actually tried to force himself on me. And she says, I was a lot stronger than he was. I was a strong young woman. So said, I pushed him off and I went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when she went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what happened, you know, subhanAllah, Allah could have revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam something privately to deal with her situation. Instead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals an entire surah of the Qur'an in response to this woman. SubhanAllah. And the first words of that, قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Allah has heard the plea of that woman that has come to you complaining about her husband, and she grieves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She's complaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I want you to think about this. You know, Allah Azza wa Jal reveals this entire surah for this woman, you know, to be a form of Qur'an that all of us will recite. Not just for her situation, but essentially it shows us, by the way, how we are to respect women in our religion. And if I was to ask you, you know, subhanAllah, there's a whole surah now that's called The Woman Who Pleads. If I ask you, what surah of the Qur'an has a mention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every ayah, has the name of Allah in every ayah? Most people would say it might be Qul Huwallahu Ahad. It might be, you know, some surah that's really short in Juz Amma and the last Juz. But here you have a surah that's actually more than a couple of pages. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses this surah to be the only surah in which His name is in every single ayah. The woman who pleads. As if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He heard that woman when no one else heard her. SubhanAllah. So when a person is being wronged by their husband, when a person is being wronged by anyone in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears their cries. Allah hears them so much so that He revealed a surah with His name in each and every single ayah to show how much He heard that woman, subhanAllah. Now, this created a culture amongst the Sahaba. Remember Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? Big tough man that we always talk about, right? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is walking one day, and he's with a man by the name of Al-Jarud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Al-Jarud says that while we're walking, this woman suddenly calls out and says, "Ya Umar, oh Umar, I remember when you were Umair," which means the little Umar, "and you were in the marketplace, you were in Suq al-Uqad, you were in the marketplace tending to your sheep with a stick. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you are, you know, as Khalifa, taking care of the people, and know that the one who fears the threat of punishment in the hereafter realizes that it's not distant. And the one who fears death fears missing an opportunity in this life." Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu broke down into tears. He starts bawling. Al-Jarud says, "You know, what is it with you, old lady? Why did you make the man cry like that? Why are you talking to Amir al-Mu'mineen that way? You're talking to the Khalifa that way." And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu grabs him and says to Al-Jarud, "Do you know who this woman is? This is Khawla. This is the woman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard from above seven heavens. You think I'm not going to listen to her?" SubhanAllah, so it actually created a culture. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala, he says in his tafsir that there was another incident where a man was talking to Umar, and then suddenly Khawla came, and Khawla started talking to Umar, and Umar just completely neglected the man. He completely abandoned the man, and Khawla was just talking for, you know, just going on and on and on and on, and Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting in a humble way and listening to her. And the man gets frustrated and he says, "You left a man of Quraysh to tend to this old woman? Which shows you something. Khawla wasn't actually from a powerful tribe. SubhanAllah. So it's not like the Prophet ﷺ had to do something for her. Right? Khawla did not belong to a powerful tribe. And that man has so much pride. He says, you're leaving, you know, a man of Quraysh to talk to that old woman. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu responds once again. He says, this is a woman who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listened to from above the seven heavens. This is Khawla bin Tha'laba. He said, wallahi, if she did not leave me until the night fell, I would not tell her to leave until she got what she came for, unless the time for salah came. And he said, even if salah time came, he said, I'd go pray and I'd come back and keep listening to her. So subhanAllah, it created a culture, right, amongst the Sahaba to respect women in particular, right, and to realize that just because people might not be heard in this world doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not hearing them. So we have to internalize that as well. That we need to make sure that we plead only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the injustices towards us, so that, you know, we recognize that Allah hears us at all times and we don't inflict or transgress against any human being, any individual, or think that because we're in, you know, the comfort of our home, right, that we can become abusive cowards towards our wives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard this woman, who wasn't being physically abused, by the way, but emotionally abused, verbally abused. Allah heard her from above seven heavens, and we need to hear our sisters as well, and we need to make sure, inshallah ta'ala, that we humble ourselves as well, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not make us oppressors or transgressors, and to make us amongst those who, when they are wronged or when they suffer injustice, call upon Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining. Inshallah ta'ala, I'll see you tomorrow night for another episode of People of Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.